4. Pick up the nut. Irene Pepperberg is a scientist studying animal cognition. She has mainly worked with African gray parrots. One of her parrots, Alex, has challenged the belief that birds possess no potential for language or anything comparable to human intelligence.
Bernd Heinrich was a professor of zoology at the University of Vermont, now retired. One of his passions is crows and ravens. Heinrich and I share the same curiosity about bird intelligence. One day, in late 1990, he decided to test the widespread belief that ravens are especially smart. Heinrich tied a piece of meat to the end of a piece of string some 30 inches long. He attached the other end to a horizontal branch of a tree in his home aviary and sat back to see if the ravens could figure out how to get access to the meat. It was dried, so they couldn't break off a piece and fly away. After a while, one of the ravens landed on the branch next to the string, leaned down, took the string in its beak, hoisted it up, and anchored the resulting loop between one of its claws and the branch. The bird did that half a dozen times, until it had brought the suspended meat within reach. It looked to Heinrich as if the bird had assessed the situation, worked out a plan for retrieving the meat, and put it into action. No trial or error, no practicing. The bird never attempted to fly off with its prize, even when Heinrich shooed it away. Apparently, it understood that the meat was securely tethered. This seemed to be an elegant exercise, and I have to admit to a little edge of competitiveness on the bird brain front. If Heinrich's ravens are smart enough to do it, what about my gray parrots? Shortly after Heinrich's paper came out in 1995, I set up a similar challenge in my lab. I used a favorite bell, rather than meat, given a gray's taste. I put Keo on the perch. He looked down at the suspended bell and then did exactly what the raven had done, using beak and claw to gradually haul up the bell. Score 1 for the grays. Then it was Alex's turn. For him, I used an almond, something he liked more than any toy. I put him on the perch. He looked down at the nut and looked at me. He did nothing. I was wondering what he was thinking. After a few seconds, he said, "Pick up the nut." I was a bit taken aback. I said, "No, Alex, you pick up nut." He looked right back at me and said, "Pick up nut." A little more insistently this time. I tried to encourage him several more times, but he simply refused. With one bird doing the task as planned, but Alex refusing, we didn't try to publish the results, and it was only several years later, with Griffin repeating Alex's actions and yet another new, not yet really talking bird repeating Keo's actions, that I realized what was happening. Once Alex had learned how to label objects and request things, he relished the control it gave him over his environment, the ability to manipulate the people around him. Alex's boss-of-the-lab personality had emerged during our year at Northwestern. By the time we had settled in at Tucson, it was in full bore. The students used to joke that they were Alex's slaves, because he would have them running around, attending to his constant demands. He would run through his entire repertoire of labels and requests.
"Want corn? Want nut? Wanna go shoulder? Wanna go gym?"
And on and on. It was Alex's initiation rite for newcomers. The poor student would have to run around and fulfill all these wishes, otherwise he or she would never get anywhere working with Alex. Alex's failure on the string pulling test was not a black mark on his intelligence, I realized. It was a measure of his entitlement, his expectation that I would do as he asked. If I were going to do something as silly as hanging a nut on a piece of string rather than handing it directly to him, as was usual, then I would have to give it to him when he asked for it. Otherwise, he would have none of this game. Why had Keo succeeded where Alex had not? Probably because at the time of the experiment, Keo had little command of labels and requesting, and was thus much less used to getting people to do things for him. He relied on his native gray intelligence to get what he wanted. Alex, in contrast, relied on his entitlement.